Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen, Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
Well, you know, we're doing this series on the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, with the very smart Mariana Turno. She's president of government relations for Guaranty Trust Insurance. Marianne, let's talk about premiums, because people don't understand how the premiums work. What determines the premiums? Are they different for different insurance companies? And some of us who were covered by employees who weren't doing our own don't even understand how these premiums are getting paid. So let's start with premiums. How are they determined? What determines them? And how do they get paid?
Oh, that's a good question, Melanie. Premiums are basically an insurance company, and I don't want to say guessing, but part of it is a guess. How much money are they going to need to take in to pay everybody's claims? And as you know, we don't have a crystal ball, but there are studies and things that give people averages on what you can do. So an insurance company hopes to take in enough money to pay all the claims that people are going to send in. That's your premium. Obamacare, or the Affordable Care Act, put a part of the law in place that says, that governs basically how much money an insurance company has to pay out in claims and how much money they can use for everything else. So that's complicated the matter now. So now an insurance company that takes in, let's say, a dollar in premium, they've got to pay out at least 80 cents of that in claims. Now they've got 20 cents left to do all their other business, keep the lights on, pay their employees, et cetera. So it's made what was a pretty simple process even more complicated now, and we're starting to see spikes in insurance premiums as they figure this out.
And this is what a lot of the naysayers to the whole Affordable Care Act, and we all know it's certainly not perfect, but we also knew the healthcare system was not perfect. And, it, you know, while it's a bit of a mess, tell us, because this is what a lot of people predicted would happen, these premiums would go up.
Right.
But some of the insurance companies said that they wouldn't because their volume would be so great because so many more people would be coming to them for insurance. So what is happening? Why are these premiums going up?
Well, there are a lot more people coming into the system. However, most of the new folks are people that put off going to the doctor or didn't go because they didn't have insurance. So these are sicker people walking in the door.
Oh, that makes sense.
Sooner. Yeah, it's something that people did not think about and didn't anticipate. And when President Obama told everybody that the average family's premium was going to go down by $2,500 a year, most of the folks in the insurance industry pretty much knew that wasn't going to happen. And in effect, it has not. Premiums have gone up every year for the last 5 years.
Wow. Well, I am one of those people he talked about. Mine went down. But that's only because I was paying self-employment health insurance. And that's
right. Crazy.
I mean, they hate self-employed people, so they never gave us any kind of a deal at all. But for the rest of the people, that makes so much sense, that the sicker people who didn't have insurance. So this isn't something people thought about, Marianne. It wasn't figured for. But what about for those healthier people? So now they're paying the price for the sicker people getting health insurance now.
Yes, they are, because part of Obamacare, part of the Affordable Care Act said that insurance companies cannot turn anybody away, so that whole you can't be turned away if you have a pre-existing condition, so everybody gets to come in the door no matter how sick you are. Your house could be on fire, and we're still going to sell you homeowners insurance, basically. So you could be in the hospital and apply for health insurance, and the insurance company has to take you, and at the same time, they cannot vary rates appreciably among people. It used to be if you were older or younger, smoking or not smoking, depending on where you live, there'd be all sorts of rate variations. Those have been constricted. So there's not a lot of difference between rates. So the younger, sicker people, or younger, healthier people, excuse me, are paying a lot more money than they would have under the old system, because they have to make up for all the older, sicker people that are now in the system.
Well, they used to say also that the older, sicker people that didn't have insurance were using the emergency room as their doctor, and so that's what was driving our health care costs up. And now the same thing is driving our premiums up. So what about deductibles? What's happening with those?
Oh, deductibles are going through the roof. They're actually rising much quicker than premiums are. Premiums are still rising at a single-digit amount, but deductibles in the last 5 years since the Affordable Care Act was passed, the average deductible has gone up 40%. So the average family deductible now under the Affordable Care Act is in the $6,000 range per year.
That's awful. That's absolutely.
It really is. But that's the only way insurance companies have been able to keep premiums down. You don't pay as much up front, but then if you need care, now you're going to pay more.
Well, it might encourage people to use preventive medicine and keep themselves healthier so they don't have to go to the doctor as often. But if these deductibles are going up and the premiums as well are going up and more sick people are getting insurance, then what does that happen? How does that work for the insurance companies, Marianne? This is something you know, that's what you do. And so how does this work for the insurance companies? Are they ending up making more money, paying out more money, or is it all just a big mishmash?
There are four or five very, very large insurance companies that are making a lot of money. And there's been a lot of talk in the news about them merging. And so what's probably going to happen within the next few years, you're just going to have two, maybe three large insurance companies, because in order to keep making profits, and they need to make a profit, otherwise they can't pay claims.
Sure,
and they can't keep the lights on. But in order to do that, they've got to scale up so big, because you do need lots of people. And lots of people means lots of administration and lots of money. So it's a matter of trying to cut the corners wherever you can. They have reduced their networks, so the list of doctors a person can go see or the list of hospitals a person can go see has gotten smaller and smaller as insurance companies realize they can only, you know, make deals with just a certain number of folks before they can't afford to make those deals anymore. And so their choice is not happening for the insureds. And prices are squeezed on every end that you can squeeze them. But yeah, the insurance companies are making money on this, which is good. If they go out of business, the whole system just
implodes. And that certainly would seem to follow with the whole line of thinking. But what can we expect for 2016? What do you think is going to happen increase-wise?
Well, I think they just released a study of employers a couple of weeks ago, and it looks like the average employer premium, so this is if you have a job and your employer provides health insurance and pays for part of it, the average increase is going to be anywhere from 4.2% to 9%.
So wow, that's going to make your boss and my boss happy, isn't it?
But for individuals, it's a much bigger increase, especially if you've bought insurance through one of the state exchanges. Some of those increases are north of 30%.
Are the insurance companies allowed to just raise your premiums for no reason like that?
No. And everything is for a reason. The amount of paperwork that goes into applying for a rate increase is amazing. And now almost every state has the ability, especially if you sell through the exchange, they absolutely have the ability to approve or disapprove a rate increase. And the insurance company can ask for 30, and the state might come back and say, no, sorry, you only get 5. Or as happened in Oregon, where states where companies asked for 15 or 20, and the insurance commissioner in that state actually increased the premiums to almost 30%, saying,
wow,
we don't think you're going to be making enough money. You need to have higher premiums.
Wow, that is just absolutely incredible. And Marianne, as always, you are just such a great guest and such a pleasure to have you on. And we'll continue, listeners, this series with Marianne Eterno so that you can understand and send your questions to melanie@radiomd.com so that you can help understand along with us, because this is a learning curve, except for Marianne. It's a learning curve for all of us. So we're learning together. That's what we do here at Radio MD, and you can listen to this show live every Monday through Friday at 12 Eastern on RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio, or the free TuneIn Radio app. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening, and stay well.